This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. State health officials and a private prison operator are in court in Denver this morning. They're fighting over a new state law. It requires the company, called the GEO Group, to grant regular health and safety inspections at its immigrant detention facilities. CPR's John Daly reports that the prison has not allowed investigators in, despite a recent case of tuberculosis at its Aurora facility.
This is an important day because this may be the first time in weeks we hear anything new about the TB situation at the facility and what's been done to limit its spread.
CPR's John Daly is following today's hearing. He'll have more later today and online at CPR.org. A new state law to restrict the purchase of semi-automatic weapons goes into effect tomorrow.
Colorado's new law requires people to get a permit to buy most semi-automatic firearms, take a safety training course, and a test. The law isn't retroactive and only applies to purchases of these weapons moving forward. It also bans rapid-fire conversion devices like bump stocks. Democratic backers say it will help keep dangerous weapons out of the hands of violent individuals. Opponents say it violates the Second Amendment and won't make communities safer. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, Fort Carson is testing a new speaker system this week, and the Army base says nearby residents should not be alarmed.
This new system is called Giant Voice. It's intended to alert Fort Carson about severe weather and other safety announcements. This week's tests will begin and end with, "This is a test." Fort Carson requests people refrain from calling the police about the loud noises.
That was Dan Boyce reporting for CPR News and KRCC.